Turn to John. We'll look a little bit at Jesus Christ. Gospel of John, chapter 14. This is a crazy world. I think it was in Manifestations. Either that or you're pretty. No, it was Manifestations, I think. And, you know, you're just not going to get good news out of the world, you know. No matter how good it looks, it's never good. It always fails. You know, something looks promising, it's not, you know. And all the good news, really, and all the positive, real, truthful positiveness is going to come from the Word. And it's the only sure footing we have. Everything else could be good, might not be, might not last. You know, could be good temporarily for a second, but we know that God's word is always going to be true and always going to be reliable, right? It's reliable. And in chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, it says, Jesus Christ is speaking, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and I go and prepare a place. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there will ye may also." You don't have to turn there, but in Second Timothy, it talks about that. So he's, you know, a lot of this, he's talking about what's to come. And you'll see, like, he's talking about the Comforter, and God's going to send a Comforter, and all these things. And then in the epistles, it talks about what we already have because of what came, right? Because of us. God sending the Comforter and the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter. And in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says that he hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God never wants us to be afraid or have fear. Right? He doesn't want that in our life. But the world definitely pushes that. You know, I also have someone who sends me a lot of stuff, what's going on in the world. And I notice that everything is fear. Hell, the whole, you know, everything is negative and fear, like, this is what's happening. AI is going to take over and this and that. And you know, the robots, and we're not going to have jobs, and the economy's crashing, and we're going to World War III. And, you know, it just never stops. And I'm thinking, you know, this is all fear-based, right? I'm not saying it's not even true, some of it, but it's just that's what you're feeding your mind, like, all fear. Everything bad is going to happen. If you keep thinking that, what kind of product is going to be produced in your own mind? You're going to start to get afraid if you just take it all in, that it's all true and it's all going to happen. And it's really contrary to the Word. And I'm not saying that stuff may not, some of it may be true, but that's not what God wants us to think, because he doesn't want us to have fear. So we have to put God's word in our heads to not have fear, you know. And he wants us, right, spirit, have not the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And then in John 14, verse 10, it says, "Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall also live also, at At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Pretty cool stuff. And look at Colossians chapter 1. So he's talking about all that. And then here we go, just a little time later, it's come to pass. In Colossians chapter 1. Sent the Comforter. In verse 26, I'm not there, am I? Yeah. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. That's another thing, saints. People pray to saints. Where are the saints? You right?
Yeah.
That's another thing we were talking about, like they pray to saints. And that's all a trick from the adversary, because everything is... that's another... But, you know, it's like dumb idols, right? I mean, it's you're praying to statues, you're praying to state saints. Everything but what you're supposed to do. Everything but what God tells us to do. But in verse 27, to whom God would make known the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I remember in John where he says, I in you, you, right? Mm-hmm. And here it is. That's it. God, all the years God waited for a Savior, someone to believe and walk perfectly and to be our Savior, all for the purpose of this. You know, thousands, it's in patience of God. It's thousands of years to the point where this could happen, where God could live in us, not as a servant where it's upon us, but in us. And Jesus Christ could live in us, and we could all have that. You know, that's the family bond, what makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. And in Ephesians 1:13, there's another part of that. Where it said it will, in John, where it said it will dwell in you forever. Mm-hmm. And in verse 13, it says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Mm-hmm. And in, look at Mark. 16. Marky Marks. The Funky Bunch. Mark chapter 16. And he promises, remember what he was saying about the works that I do, you could do, and all this stuff. And here's some things he talks about. Some of the stuff that he says we can do. In 16, verse 16, it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these are the signs that follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. That's available. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that he promised and says we could do. Mm-hmm. They shall speak with tongues. Mm-hmm. We could do that. That's one of the things that it wasn't available, right, back then. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after that, So then after that, the Lord spoken unto them. He was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the coolest thing about the word, and John's talking about Dr. Werewolf, You know, it's just cool how the word is a moment-by-moment thing, and it doesn't matter what yesterday was. It doesn't matter what the excitement of the word, or, you know, when you think back and you say, oh, I remember, you know, when you could, sometimes I think back at times in my life where, you know, the word was just whatever in me, and this happened and that happened. I'm thinking it's really just right now. Like any moment, at any time, we change our thinking. There it is. It's right there. It's never going to leave us. You know, when we want to operate it or Lombano it, or, you know, it's, is that right, Lombano?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. I usually get that wrong. But, you know, it's in us. Like, we can live it any moment of time, and it's pretty cool. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I didn't go there yet. And verse 1, it says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech and wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in such trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Pretty cool. He kept it hidden. Why? Because they wouldn't have crucified him, right? Because now look, now all these people have the ability to walk like Jesus Christ and cast out devil and walk with the light of God and do all the things. So the princes of this world would not have crucified him or the adversary. But it is written, I hath not seen or heard, neither have entered into heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But the spiritual judgeth all things, yet him that judgeth no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So the world doesn't receive what we, like, we have an open floodgate to anything we need to know. All the spiritual things about God, and it's not going to make sense to a natural man. You know, it just doesn't make sense to him, right? I mean, that's why think of fear and being anxious. It won't make sense, because we know we have an inner strength and an inner peace, and we have everything Jesus Christ was in us. So that's why we don't have to be afraid and have fear, right? We can be everything he was, we could be, and are. We are. I mean, we could be as we renew our minds. But that's why, to the natural man, it doesn't make sense how we cannot be afraid or not have fear or not be worried about everything and frazzled and anxious, you know, when we can have that inner peace. I mean, that means a lot more than that, but I was kind of just honing into the fear and worry end of it with the, you know. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. I had to throw this one in. Somehow this verse seems to be in every teaching. Everybody does. Philippians chapter 4. Where am I? And in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. That's great verses. Be anxious for nothing. Like, how many things, honestly, do we get anxious about? Sometimes, I mean, we all have anxiety, right? And God tells us not to be anxious for anything. You know, just pray, chill, let him handle it the way he wants to handle it. Because that's, I think, sometimes where we could get it wrong. We want it a certain way. We think it's going to happen a certain way. So when it doesn't, you feel like the mission has failed, right? But that's not true. Because God's going to take care of it. And how many times have we all seen that? Where, you know, it didn't go exactly the way we were planning it to go, but it still went. I mean, God, the way God had it go, right? The way he figured it out. But it will go. You know what I mean? Because it says so. Just exactly what it says. Because that peace of God, it rules our heart. Because now we give it to God, and we're not anxious, and we know he's going to take care of it. And then that peace keeps us nice and calm because we have that. The natural man cannot have that peace. How could he? Because he's relying on every situation that's going on around him for something to happen. Right? And we don't do that. We don't care. It doesn't matter to us. And then I had to hit this verse because it's right here. And he supplies all of our need. But my God shall supply, verse 19, all of your need according to his riches and glory. That's it. I just wanted to share a few things, but, oh, and I was going to say this. So God's word is just as exciting as it was. So the word lived 2,000 years ago is the same word that's lived now. No matter, you know, it's the same. And for us, no matter how exciting you can look back when you first got into the word and this and that, it's the same right now. Because it's just believing. And I missed the verse now that I think about it, but it doesn't matter. It was, real quick. I don't know how I missed this. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. I just thought of it because while I was talking, I was thinking, wait, just one more verse. Thessalonians 2:13. Maybe it's, yeah. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which you heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe. That's how it works. It works in us when we believe. That's the formula. That's it. It's so simple. God made it. He's like, just believe it. That's all. I'm going to give you the word. Just as you believe it, guess what? It works. That's it. That's all it is. But anyway, so I was saying before, because I had to throw it in because I missed that. But yeah, it's exciting. And it's the same word. It's the same God, right? From years ago. Same truth. Same, all the same promises. And everything works the same exact way as it did 40 years ago or, you know, 2,000 years ago or whatever. It all works the same way. Nothing's changed with God's word and with us believing it. So we can live it any way we choose to. It's our choice, right? I mean, it's really what we want to do with it. God's not changed, and his powers and ability is exactly the same. So that's it.